The following hour of old-fashioned music is brought to you by the Humble Farmer Bed and Breakfast in St. George, Maine. Thank you for listening. It is not uncommon to go out in the woods here in the town of St. George, Maine, and see a little wooden platform 20 feet up in a tree. I think they call this a tree stand. My friends who are hunters climb up the tree and they sit on this tiny wooden platform, sometimes for hours, until a little furry animal comes close and then, bang, they shoot it. By this time, however, the hunter is so stiff from just sitting quietly that he can barely climb down the tree. This is why there is hardly a Maine hunter alive who has used one of these tree stands, who has not fallen off the thing and dropped kerplunk on the ground. Perhaps you have chanced upon those wipeout television programs where people crash snowmobiles and skateboards and water skis. So, if you have ever seen a hunter fall out of a tree stand, you realize that a popular Maine sport has been denied valuable promotional coverage. Are not producers of wipeout shows remiss in not adding footage of fallen Maine hunters to primetime television?
Hi there, this is Clark Terry here, reminding you to pull your bearskins a little closer to the fire. That's it. Now you're talking to me. Hey, watch out for those snapping sparks. Everybody cozy? Now the good news is that you're in time for the humble farmer. You've worked hard all day, and you deserve to relax now. So stay right there and listen to the best of this kind of music. Thank you.
Ghana. Ghana here on the Humble Farmer. Errol Ghana, you do something to me. Thank you for listening. While looking online for a machine that would hold 10 hours of language tapes, I found this, and this is what it says. Apple iPod Shuffle 2GB Black 3rd Generation. Discontinued by manufacturer. Now we might be getting close to what I'd like to have. You heard what I said. This one was discontinued by manufacturer. Why was this machine discontinued by the manufacturer, you might ask? Probably too many people were able to figure out how to operate it.
Two by two, they go marching through those sweethearts on parade. How I pine just to fall in line with those sweethearts on parade. Love to join their fun, but they bar me. It takes more than one to make an army of lovers. How I sigh as they pass me by, those sweethearts on parade.
Thank you.
love to join their fun, but they bar me. It takes more than one to make an army of lovers. How I pine just to fall in line with those sweethearts on parade.
Wow, wow. Peter Eklund. We can guess that means oak grove in some foreign language. I can't believe I lived 79 years without ever hearing Peter Eklund. So easy, huh? Nothing flashy, nothing technical like Clark Terry, who impresses with every breath. But very nice listening. Peter Eklund. Years ago, my wife Marcia, the almost perfect woman, and I boarded an airplane in London and flew to Boston. There was a nice young man sitting next to Marcia, and naturally my wife had to ask him what he did for a living. You know, there was always a chance that he might ask her to do something she really enjoyed, something fun and exciting like scrape and paint his house or clean out his stables. He was not a spy. We used to go to Europe on airplanes from time to time, and I think it's interesting. Don't you think it's interesting that we never got to sit next to a man, a woman who said, "I am a spy," you know, and you ask them what they do? Statistically speaking, wouldn't you think you'd get to meet a spy at least once in every 40 or 50 international flights? Give this some consideration. Give this some consideration, please. If you have watched any spy movies at all, you know that half of every spy movie consists of a spy-infested airplane taking off in Istanbul and landing with smoking tires at JFK. You know how it always shows the tires smoking in spy movies when those big planes touch down. Smoke, smoke, smoke. I once mentioned to my wife, Marcia, that I thought I would make a good spy. Think about this. I'm such an inconspicuous, plain-looking old man that no one would ever suspect me of anything. I could get away with anything. My wife sneered, and she said, "What are you talking about? You're the only person I've ever heard of who has had a sandwich bag checked by security." My wife should be in the security business. You can't get nothing by her. Thank you. Ghana, here on the Humble Farmer, where, with any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time right here on your favorite station. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And speaking of radio stations, have you ever noticed how ominous the call letters of some radio stations sound? WRFR, well, doesn't that sound like a friendly little pet? And WFDU also has a warm and furry feeling about it. But how about KUNV? A knock on the door in the middle of the night. You open it a crack and see standing out there two VTPR men in shiny boots. Or, even worse, you might hear, "We're from KUNV, and we'd like a few words with you." Thank you. And Joe Cohn. I don't know. Do I dare say Joe Cohn plays more interesting guitar than anyone walking the planet today? I think very, well, he's fun to listen to. When our government shuts, think about this. I'd like to know what you think about this. When our government shuts down a military base in this country, people have meetings and show up with posters to protest. And when our government builds a military base in another country, people have meetings and show up with suicide bombs to protest. Would this not seem to indicate that either our government is incredibly insensitive or that people are simply impossible to please? Thank you. Ghana here on The Humble Farmer. Thank you for listening. I'm thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. If you are clumsy with hand tools, if you handle lumber or rocks with your bare, uncalloused hands, you might be missing some skin here and there. I brought some nice painted pine boards home from the dump, and the paint on the corner of the board was as sharp as a saw blade. Have you ever noticed what happens when you cut your hand or knock the skin off a knuckle? There is a vast amount of living tissue on your body. I mean, you must carry, think about this, you must carry several square feet of skin. But no matter how much solid, happy skin there is on your body, you hit that same teeny-weeny sore spot on your hand that you hit 2 days before. My friend Al, who works in a hardware store, Al says that this is called the law of inverted averages. A great crowd of people might come in the door at the same time, and every single one of them will go into the same corner to look at the same box of screws. Seventh there. Speaking of the law of inverted averages, have you noticed that every day there seems to be more and more famous people that nobody has ever heard of? You can't turn on your TV but what they are interviewing some famous baseball player, a movie star, a singer, that seems, this person seems to have materialized already famous, like Venus on the half shell. Thousands of people show up to see these famous unknown people perform outside in blizzards or in theaters that collapse or in other venues where people carry guns to protect themselves and end up shooting two or three of their neighbors who throw popcorn or make too much noise texting. Many of us older folks have discovered that we now live in an unfamiliar world where going to bed when the sun goes down looks more and more attractive.
Thank you.
Ghana. You're listening to Cost of the Humble Farmer. I really didn't feel like I was wasting any time when I went to town for my annual checkup because, well, it was a typical cold, raw, wet day on the coast of Maine, and I couldn't work outside anyway. Listen to this, please. Are you listening? The first thing the doctor did when he came into the room and saw me waiting in the chair was open the window wide. Ooh, you can imagine, the wind and the cold rain blew into the room. But the doctor smiled and looked refreshed and relieved. And it wasn't until then that I realized that I was wearing the same shoes that I wear when I go out in the pasture to check on the cows. Django here, and my goodness, it's time already to remind you that you are listening to The Humble Farmer on your favorite radio station. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Think about what kind of community you'd like to live in if you sold cars or sold insurance or sold ice cream or sold anything else. Think about this. Would you be better off economically in a community where everyone earned around $100,000 a year? Or in a community where two people, who each earned $5 million a year, were providing employment for all of the other people in that community who were happy to have jobs that paid, well, minimum wage? In which community do you think there would be more money spent in restaurants, car dealerships, hardware stores, and and in every other business. In which community do you think there'd be less crime? In which community do you think more young people would go away to any kind of college? In which community would people have more of their original teeth? I don't know, I'm just asking. What do you think? I'm the humblefarmer at gmail.com, and we are listening to Ghana. Ghana. You might have read that a team of scientists, this team has developed candy that has no sugar or fat but looks and tastes like candy. They are now working on chicken, potatoes, and gravy that contain absolutely no nutrition. Critics, you've probably heard this, critics of the nutritionless food program are alarmed, claiming that entire well-fed populations could actually be in the process of being starved to death by their enemies.
We'll be right back.
Peter Eklund playing Borneo, if it makes any difference. Now, you know a lot more about this kind of thing than I do, but so I'm going to ask you, because you know more than I do, couldn't you hear Pee-wee, that clarinet player had spent a long time listening to Pee-wee Russell? You hear a lot of Pee-wee things in there. It is time to thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer here on your favorite radio station. With any luck at all, I'm here every week at this time playing old-fashioned music just for you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. You have heard about body language. You know that you can tell what a person is thinking by the way they stand. The body language experts will tell you that anyone who has his arms folded across his chest is aloof and uncommunicative. That might be true in New York City, but in Camden, Maine, any man with his arms folded across his chest probably slopped some clam chowder on his sweater.